Welcome to the local youth sports beat this week on Connect FM, a weekly wrap-up of District 9 baseball and softball. Last Thursday in baseball action, Clearfield was an 8-1 winner over St. Mary's. Bison pitchers Hayden Rumsky and Connor Peacock combined on recording a two-hitter. And Elk County Catholic downed Clarion 13-1. Landon Smith was 3-for-4 at the plate for the Crusaders. He drove in 4 ECC runs. In softball games Thursday, Elk County Catholic fell to Port Allegheny 17-15. Then on Friday in baseball, the D9 Central League Championship game was played, and DuBois Central Catholic won it by a 7-1 score over DuBois. The Cardinals scored 4 runs in the first inning. It was all they would need as DuBois Central Catholic claimed the first ever District 9 Central League Baseball Championship. Again, the final 7-1 over DuBois. Carter Himes had a big day on the mound and at the plate for DCC. He pitched 6 innings, gave up only 1 run on 4 hits, and he struck out 10 DuBois batters. Himes also smacked 3 hits and drove in 1 Cardinals run. In softball on Friday, D9 Central League had its championship game. Punxsutawney claimed that 1-0 over DuBois Central Catholic. The lone run of the game came in the top of the 7th inning, and the Lady Chucks nipped the Lady Cardinals in that very first D9 Central League softball championship. Punxsy's Lindy Reed hit an inside-the-park home run to tally the winning run. In other softball games on Friday, Kerwinsville beat Glendale 11-1. Addison Seiple pitched a 2-hitter and struck out 15 for Kerwinsville, and she matched her Lady Tide teammate Addison Warren with 3 hits in the game. Moving into District 9 baseball and softball playoffs this past Monday. In baseball action in Class AAA, Brookville beat AC Valley Union 13-9. The Raiders battled back from an early 4-0 deficit and scored 13 of the next 14 runs in the game. Trenton Colgan drove in 3 runs for Brookville. In another AAA matchup, St. Mary's lost to Carnes City 8-3. That sets up a Brookville and Carnes City District 9 3A championship game set for later today. In softball playoffs on Monday, Kerwinsville beat Otto Eldred 20-0 in a Class 1A matchup. The Lady Tide scored a dozen runs in the first inning and cruised to that shutout win of Otto Eldred in the opening round of the District 9 single-A softball playoffs. All 9 Kerwinsville batters had at least 1 hit in the game, and Addison Seiple pitched a no-hitter. She struck out 7. In another single-A matchup on Monday, Elk County Catholic beat Port Allegheny 5-2, and in a regular season game, it was Clearfield nipping DuBois 14-13. In playoff action Tuesday in baseball in double-A, Kane doubled up on Brockway 8-4, the Wolves scoring 5 runs in the 7th inning. Kerwinsville took care of Cranberry 14-4 in another Class AA baseball matchup. The Golden Tide set up 14 batters in their half of the 4th inning, and 10 of them crossed the plate to boost Kerwinsville to that 5-inning win. Another baseball matchup set for today. The 4A championship will be played between Clearfield and Punxsutawney, and there will be a 5A sub-regional playoff game. The DuBois Beavers face Alderdice. The game will be played in Pittsburgh at 4 this afternoon, and you can watch it live at tricounty.tv. Then Thursday in baseball playoff action in Class Single-A, DuBois Central Catholic faces Elk County Catholic. And in Class Double-A, Kerwinsville will go up against Montauk. And on the softball playoffs schedule for today, DuBois Central Catholic is going to be opposed by Elk County Catholic in a Class 1A matchup. The other Class 1A game has Kerwinsville up against Northern Potter. And in Class Double-A softball today, Brockway will take on Keystone. That is this week's local youth sports beat on Connect FM.